hot and cold running water. Color TV. At one time, these words were emblazoned on motel signs everywhere. Luxuries like these were mighty tempting for the traveling public, but to advertise these features today would be rather pointless. These things are expected. To talk about flushing toilets seems equally odd to us. However, in the days when outhouses and old-fashioned tubs were the norm, these fixtures were not yet widely known to all Canadian consumers. In truth, the predecessors of the porcelain toilets that we find in every home in Barrie today were around for a very long time before they became commonplace. The move toward indoor toilets was a slow one for several reasons. The very thought of bringing the ubiquitous outhouse indoors was extremely off-putting for many, due to its less than pleasant attributes, so there was no mad rush to upgrade household bathrooms when vitreous china toilets became available. Polite society never spoke of such things anyway. In fact, the earliest china toilets were often ornate and hand-painted almost like a giant teacup, or hidden entirely under a carved wood cabinet to resemble a piece of furniture. Anything to disguise their actual purpose. No other fixture or room in an ordinary home can claim so many alternate names. Why say the obvious when other terms such as water closet, lavatory, washroom, or powder room could be used instead? Then there was the cost. The price of an outhouse, once constructed, was virtually nothing. The neighborhood night soil man worked for pennies. An extra charge would be added to Barrie residents' water bills if an indoor flush toilet was installed. In 1890, that sum would have been $3.33 a year, or $108 in today's money. There was, however, a sort of halfway toilet which was known as a dry earth closet. This wooden commode was used indoors. It featured a metal canister below the seat and a tank at the back which held earth or ash as opposed to water. So, how did this once unmentionable porcelain fixture finally become standard in every home in Barrie? The reason was not so much about decorating trends, or the desire to avoid sprinting to outhouses on dark winter nights, but due to the evolution of sanitation regulations. Even as far back as the 1890s, the town fathers of Barrie were beginning to question their own practice of piping sewage into local creeks or into Kempenfelt Bay itself. They also knew that clean water from a source free of contamination was crucial if they wanted to spare Barrie residents from typhoid and cholera outbreaks. Summer was the cruelest season of all. Warm temperatures made conditions ideal for food, water and milk-borne illnesses to thrive and cause much sickness and death in the town. First, the dry earth closets were banned by Barrie Council. The device itself was sanitary enough, but there was no guarantee as to where the contents might be disposed of, and then washed into local wells or waterways by rain or snow. In 1925, Barrie Town Council mirrored a new provincial Department of Health regulation and created a new bylaw. The new rule was admittedly quite drastic, but the town had been trying to convince its citizens to modernize their bathroom facilities for years, with little success. No privy vault, cesspit of dry earth closet shall be allowed to exist on the premises within 150 feet of an accessible sewer. Each homeowner had 30 days to comply after receiving a written notice and 10 days to have their previous waste disposal system removed. Of course, there were holdouts. Plenty of people had properties that did not fall into the bounds of the bylaw. By 1947, it was estimated that up to 10% of Barrie's households were still clinging to their outdoor privies, whether by choice or by necessity. Still, it was not long before most hardware stores began to feature a stylish bathroom display complete with tubs, toilets and sinks of all styles and in a variety of colors. Many people can recall older homes that included bathroom fixtures in matching lavender, lemon yellow or seafoam green pieces. Eventually, of course, the modern bathroom became normal, something to be carefully designed and decorated, and certainly not to be hidden away. Each week, the Barrie Historical Archive provides Barrie Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. This unique column features photos and stories from years gone by and is sure to appeal to the historian in each of us.